This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host from katedalyradio.com. How are you today? I have so much on my mind today. We're going to cover a lot of ground. I even want to talk about the Titanic today. Things in the news, because it's in the news, things that just aren't said a lot about it that I think people should know. But I want to start here. I want to start with a more personal story that I've been sort of dealing with in the last couple of weeks. For like 13 years, I have this local show for my state, my own community. And then I go on and I do a national show. And the local show was canceled just out of the blue. And it's been a crazy road because of, the things that we expose that was pretty unique. We had people listening from all over the country to this little local hour. And I could never figure out why. What was the appeal for that? But then I started really thinking about it, and when people were calling in, they were saying, gosh, you know, your local issues are our local issues. And I thought, you know, that's very, very true. Our local issues are everyone's local issues across America right now, because all the same things are happening all across America. Even in northern Idaho, there was a post where they were trying to post out some information about 170 people showing up at a local meeting of commissioners and local members who are trying to push a traffic data management center and more cameras for those counties in the name, of course, you know, safety and reducing traffic congestion. Not a single person of the 170 in the audience raised their hand desiring any camera at all. And the reason I bring this up is because they were having this another town hall, and they now think 1,000 people are going to show up, and they're going to put themselves in front of the faces of the agenda pushers. On my local show, before it was censored and canceled, I was talking about all the bad deeds, right? Of course, in a city, which is highly unlikely. If you look across America right now, we have a huge problem. And that is that you can't find localized radio shows that are willing to go on the air and expose things like election fraud or the use of drought to control people or all the things, all the crazy shenanigans, all the things. They even at one point had put in a document, this passes constitutional muster. What the hell's muster? Muster is not even a thing. There's no such thing as muster. But that was the attorneys talking for the city. They, I guess there's a thing called constitutional muster, whatever the hell that is. So all of those things we were exposing and the end of public comment and public meetings, you guys are all dealing with that too in your cities. You might not know about it. You might not have a show that exposes it. But I certainly felt the heat of being canceled as far as people professing to love America, yet not wanting, well, really, truly only wanting Rhino radio in conservative states and lefty radio in the other states. And that's what people are left with now. You've got Rhino. What is Rhino radio? Rhino radio, Republican in name only, where you're a conservative state, so you kind of pretend to be conservative. And then what you do is you ask the mayor on, or you ask the city, you know, council members on, or you ask the county commissioners on, and you fill them with fluff. And everyone goes, aren't we great? You're doing a good job, buddy. Keep it up. Never mind Agenda 30, Agenda, all the things you're pushing, all the doubling and tripling of budgets. But just, you know, you're good. We like you. And then you end on a happy note, like taking a Valium. Kind of the same thing. It's Valium radio. And what I like about Alex's show, and even though I'm talking about local, and this is more obviously national, is you should be very pissed off about your country right now. You should be very mad about what's going on. And if somebody says to you, I don't want to be mad, I just want to be happy and put my head in the sand and be told everything's great. Everything's not great. I was the last of the little guys, the last of those shows that have to exist in America. And as everybody looks towards the flag and salutes and gets teary-eyed as they hear the songs and they say, I profess to love America. How many people are willing to put on the brown shirt? How many people are willing to do that in their communities, to cancel people telling the truth. Isn't that amazing? I have a little more. I'll be right back. Kate Daly on the Alex Jones Show.
Two of our best-selling nootropics, or brain boosters, are now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And for a limited time, they're 50% off when you get them together, or 40% off when you get them individually. Brain Force Plus and Brain Force Ultra. Two separate formulas. They both give you good, clean energy without the crash. One is a 4 to 6 hour good base of clean energy, again, with no hangover or letdown. And the other is a very special proprietary formula, that's Brain Force Ultra, that hits really, really quick. And I love it. It wears off in 2 to 3 hours. So if I've got to work at night but don't want to stay up all night, I can take it and say 9 o'clock at night. I stay up till midnight working, doing a radio interview or something, and boom, or writing an article or writing a book, and then I get 2-3 hours of energy, and then you go right to bed after it. Brain Force Ultra, Brain Force Plus, both 50% off by themselves or 40% off individually. A lot of people love these products. They've got 5-star reviews, but if you haven't tried them, you really should. 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. You know, it can do a lot of good. Radio can be a lot of awareness. It can showcase the things that need to be showcased. It can talk about the things that need to be talked about. And we don't have it in America. In local, we do in some national shows like this, but in local radio, we don't. And a lot of pressure needs to be put on the stations that opt for Rhino Radio and make sure that they put on and air people that are willing to ask questions. You know, I never had a problem with politicians not liking me. Maybe if I was younger, I might have had a problem with that. I'm not. And so I never had a problem with getting a lot of the blowback. And so I was willing to expose. I was willing to talk about the hard subjects. Also the good things, too, but the hard things. And certainly the powers that be prevailed, and that local hour is gone. And lots of people from all over the country that listen to it are sad to see that go. And podcast in the future for local politics is going to be the way that things have to happen because the airwaves are completely controlled. And it's a really tough spot. And so when shows are saying, look, we're struggling to stay on, you got to help us out, we really do need people to help because that's what keeps radio honest. It's what keeps the subjects at hand, the things that have to be exposed. If you leave a radio show every day happy, something's wrong. You're listening probably to NPR. Something is not right in the universe because of what's going on in the country. Look around you, the state of the country. And so I wanted to talk for a moment because of Independence Day coming. Before I get to the Titanic stuff, I just wanted to talk for just a moment about flags, because I think it's such an abomination that a flag is used for sexual choice in America, when flags meant something very, very, very different. When we were starting this country, it was necessary to have a distinct flag, and the Continental Congress appointed 3 people, a committee, to take the subject into consideration. And this was important because back then, this is how you communicated. This is our flag. This is, we are different from you. This is what we stand for. They repaired to a little American army, a little over 9,000 strong, and then assembled at Cambridge and adopted one composed of 7 white and 7 red stripes and named it the Great American, or the Great Union Flag. And the crosses of St. George and St. Andrew were retained to show the willingness of the colonies to return to their allegiance to the British crown, actually, but only if their rights were secured. Most people don't know that. They actually wanted to, but at the time they said, but only if our rights are secured. This flag was first hoisted the first day of January in 1776. And in the meantime, all the colonies had adopted all these distinctive badges so that the different bodies of troops then, you know, that flocked to the army each had its own banner because they wanted to be individual. It was all about being individual. And in Connecticut, each regiment had its own standard, you could say, on which represented the arms of the colony. And with the motto of "He who transplanted us will sustain us," huge faith in God. And so, of course, 1775, there was that red flag, you know, an appeal to heaven, which what was on it. And then, of course, the floating batteries with the white ground with the same appeal to heaven on it. And so you had all this representation of God. You had all this representation of our rights. You also had the Gadsden presented, Colonel Gadsden presented to Congress a flag that many of you might have, and I'm so happy that you have that, to be used in the Navy, which consisted of the rattlesnake on the yellow ground, that one, with 13 rattles and coiled to strike. 13 rattles, right? 13 colonies. And the motto was, don't tread on me. The great Union flag. An amazing flag, right? And then in 1777, just a few years later, they passed the following resolution that the flag of the 13 United States be 13 stripes, alternate red and white, and that the Union be 13 stars, white in a blue field representing a new constellation. And a constellation, however, could not be well represented on a flag, and so it was changed to a circle of stars. And that's how we got the circle, to represent harmony and union. And red is supposed to represent courage, white, integrity of purpose, and blue, steadfastness, love, and faith. It's a beautiful thing, isn't it? And of course, the flag was born and feared around the entire globe and also respected for what it was doing with rights. In our country, it only took 80 years from the inception of America, not from when we landed, but from the inception of the actual America, to end slavery. Only 80 years. It had been going on worldwide for centuries. Purple, white, black, everybody. Everybody was involved in slavery. And this country set out to make men equal. It was never going to happen overnight. It took some time, but it did, right? And 80 years, and it was the white Quakers, actually, and a few slaves that had escaped that formed the Underground Railroad. Harriet Tubman only came in the last 15 years of an 80-year battle to create that Underground Railroad. It was so vital and important. The second the ink was dry on that Constitution, we were already going to bat. There was about 325,000 families that had slaves in America, mostly in the South. And mostly not in all of the other parts of America, so mostly in the South. And then we created the Underground Railroad. A lot of white congregations risked everything to do it, right? And did it. Quakers. And so we had Juneteenth just pop up, which breaks my heart because Juneteenth actually is a little bit of a fallacy. It actually didn't happen until later when three Union states were the holdouts. Three Union states, not Southern states. Three Union states. And so you know that the war was not fought over slavery, but that it ended in about 80 years. These are all important things to remember, right? These are all important things to understand. In 1818... it changed back to 13 stripes with 21 stars, and it was provided that a new star on this flag should be added to the Union on the admission of each new state. Okay? It was a symbol of our nationality, a record of our glory. In what? In getting a country where you and me and everyone and every citizen in this country owns their government. You don't see that going on right now, do you? We have two-tiered justice systems. We have all kinds of things. All kinds of crap. We have all kinds of distractions. We have all kinds of things going on. But what's interesting is that flag is folded into 13 times in remembrance in the original 13 colonies. Did you know that? Did you know that on military.com, they actually have an explanation and the meaning behind the 13 folds, which we never talk about in America, and I'm not quite sure why. If you go and try to fact check it, you got to love the fact checkers, those pinheads, liberal pinheads. But we know what they say about it. They say, well, we don't know who created it, so therefore it's not real. It's very real. It's actually on military.com. It's actually on so many sites like U.S. Flag and everywhere else. But the flag folding ceremony represents the same religious principles on which our country was originally founded. The first fold of our flag is a symbol of life. The second fold is a symbol of our belief in eternal life. The third fold is made in honor and remembrance of the veteran departing our ranks who gave a portion of his life or his life, her life, to attain peace throughout the world. The fourth fold represents our weaker nature as American citizens trusting in God, and as we turn to Him in times of peace. The fifth fold is a tribute to our country. The sixth fold is for where our hearts lie. It is within our heart, the Pledge of Allegiance of the flag of the United States of America. for which, you know, and to which republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The seventh fold is a tribute to our armed forces, for it is through the armed forces that protect the country, right? The eighth fold is a tribute to the one who entered into the valley of the shadow of death, that we might see the light of day and honor our mother for whom it flies on Mother's Day. The ninth fold, and isn't that great? Mother's Day. You don't even have to be a biologist. You just know that it's Mother's Day and that it's done that eighth fold. The ninth fold is a tribute to womanhood. Can you imagine? It has been through their faith, love, loyalty, and devotion that has molded the character of men and women who have made this country great. The tenth fold is a tribute to Father, who has also given his sons and daughters for the defense of our country. The 11th fold represents a lower portion of the seal of the King David and King Solomon and glorifies the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The 12th fold represents an emblem of eternity and glorifies God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And the 13th and last fold, the stars are uppermost, reminding us of our national motto, In God We Trust. Those 13 folds are really, really important to what our country is, what it stands for, and what we need to remain. I'll be right back on the Alex Jones Show.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Back here with you on the Alex Jones Show. So happy to be with you today and to be given this opportunity to speak out. I know so many of you want to speak out, and I understand that. I understand why you're seeing your country crumble and you don't know what to do. And it's getting more difficult because so many people, like my friend says, Uncle Mildy, you know, everyone's willing to wear the brown shirt. And if so many people are willing to wear the brown shirt, what are we going to do? And I want to address that because In my local county, they went as far as to make this really ridiculous whereas statement, you know, we are America's county. America's county. We believe in freedom and love and liberty and all of these things, kind of frothing all over themselves and acting like they were the founders of America, writing out this statement. At the same time, abolishing, you know, freedom of speech right in front of their eyes, with the removal of radio that would hold their feet to the fire. So the hypocrisy is insane. The amount of hypocrisy in America. So many people professing to love the flag, love America, and then do their little piece to help destroy it along the way. So what can we do? And I know a lot of you are probably wondering about that. Well, if companies stop with the robotics, if companies say, you know what, I don't care what money it's going to save us, we'll just go with people instead. It takes an awful lot of minions and an awful lot of people to carry out the plans of the deep state. If they don't have a willing populace, they can't do anything. There's not enough of them controlling everything. They rely on everybody getting a little piece of something in order for gain. And whether that is promises and favors and political favors and cash and from the feds or cash from the state or whatever it is, our local community is really where the fight is. This is why localized radio throughout America is really dangerous, is because that's where the fight is. Because locally in every single community, the things you learn on Alex Jones Show about Agenda 30, the things that we talk about with election fraud, all of the things that are going on right now can be stopped in your local community. 3,000 local communities, that's it. You save those local communities, we actually have a prayer saving America. We're never going to save it federally if you go top down. And the president, that's a figurehead. It doesn't even matter at this point who is sitting in that seat anymore. You could have, you know, the five reincarnations of plastic Joey, because who knows who's under the mask, and his little VP, Hormala. It doesn't matter who's at the helm because it's not who's really running things. So your local community is where they actually have to face you. In my local community, they stopped public comment at public meetings. Can you even believe they could get away with that? They did. Why? Because so many favors are given out. So many things are happening right under our noses in our local communities. It is so grotesque to say you love America and then do things in your local community. Whether you're getting something for it, whatever the price is, it's not worth your liberty. It is not worth your freedom. It could never be, because you're talking about the liberty and freedom of your children. You're willing to trade that for a piece of silver? You're willing to trade that for got to get along with everybody, got to make friends, got to be nice to all the movers and shakers of the community? That's the problem we have in America right now. Too many people want to do that, and they want to prevent the exposure of things. How dangerous is that? I'm pretty sure we fought a revolution over this so that we wouldn't be dealing with this anymore. Those 13 folds of that flag mean something to me. They should mean something to you, too. When I see the destruction of freedom of speech in this country, people, whistleblowers being snuffed out, radio people being silenced into submission, that should scare the hell out of you. You should be so angry. The last thing you should be wanting is Valium Rhino Radio or Valium Lefty Radio that puts all your concentration on all the wrong things. That is our problem in America. We don't talk enough about what those 13 folds are about or the symbolism of that. You know what we concentrate on? The crap. You know, I thought little Hormala was our VP. Nowhere to be seen. Where is she, by the way? There's a lot of people just sort of missing now, and I don't want her to be on stage. Trust me, she's annoying, and nobody respects her in America. Everybody knows that we were cooed. But my gosh, these people just sort of disappear, and then no one asks why, because we get all these distractions. I thought they were poisoning Putin months ago. Don't you remember those headlines? Poison. Putin's being poisoned. Where did that go? I thought nukes were getting launched and were attacking us. Don't you guys remember the headlines in December? Nukes were being set up and pointed. Oh my gosh. I thought China was taking out Taiwan. Is that not happening? I thought Russia wanted to get involved in our elections. They suddenly don't? And by the way, did anyone ever disclose why they wanted to get involved in our elections or why they even cared? Nope. What did they have to gain at that point? See? 3 years of the crap crazy fest shoved in our faces. Adam Schiff lying. He gets nothing for lying. Nothing. He just goes about his way. Why? 20 Republicans, conservatives, said it was totally fine to lie and lie and lie and lie to us. I thought the debt ceiling. What happened to the debt ceiling? Oh, it got extended. I thought we were all going to die of COVID if we didn't put shots in our rear ends. Oh, yeah, that's right. We're all fine. I thought North Korea was going to nuke us. I thought ISIS was going to come over here and terrorize us city by city. I thought Fed said they were using all the tunnels in America to get pieces of bombs through them, right? Right? They said that 10 years ago. They've been saying it for 10 years. Or maybe they're just, I don't know, watching the trafficking coming in. I thought we were all going to get Ebola. I thought we were all going to get monkeypox. What happened to that? Kind of in favor of it now. I thought climate change was coming at the end of every decade for 6 decades to get us. I thought it was going to freeze us out. I thought it was going to heat us up to death. What happened? I thought the polar caps were melting. Remember when they were melting for like 20 years, but they never actually melted? That's a slow melt. Now that I think about it, wow, 25 years, actually, they've been melting. That's a slow melt. You know, I thought China perpetuated COVID. Interesting. You know what's really happening in America that's affecting your life right now? You want to know what's really happening? Because those are all the distractions. Medical kidnappings are happening everywhere. I watched a show, Take Care of Maya. Wow, powerful, powerful. About what the court system and what child protective services can do to families and tear them apart. It's disgusting. It's just no due process. It's just one of the sickest things I've seen, honestly. Imprisonment without trials or evidence. Loss of property rights. Your jobs going to robotics. Filthy, dirty, democratic cities going down the tubes and people trying to flee them. The looting of America. The money laundering in all the different departments of America, right? Including housing, including you name it, NASA. All deep, dark holes of black funding that you're never going to ever see again. Money disappearing, right? Why are they showcasing tiny homes in America? They're trying to lower the expectations of the youth. They really are. They're trying to say this is the new American dream. Live in a house that's 200 square feet. A nasty food supply. Corrupt judges. These are the things that are affecting us. Agenda 30 in cities. 15-minute cities. These are the things that affect us every single day in America. Not the distraction, not the squirrel, right? Squirrel. Not that. These things. These things affect our everyday lives right now. These are the things that we have to stop. And we can as a populace if we realize they're going on. I'll be right back on the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host for the hour.
We have 3 original, one-of-a-kind toothpaste, designed by my father, a dentist, at InfoWarsStore.com that don't have fillers, that are filled with high-quality essential oils and more. We have the turmeric toothpaste, We have the ultimate tooth whitening McCrill calcium toothpaste, and we have the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste, again, with a whole bunch of key essential oils that are so good, not just for your teeth and your gums, but your whole mouth, your throat, and more. These are really game-changing toothpaste. They're very, very strong. Most over-the-counter toothpaste have fluoride. Ours don't. And it doesn't have fillers in it. It is just chock full of incredible things that God gave us through Mother Nature. So, it's now back in stock. It became a bestseller. The turmeric toothpaste is available again at InfoWarsStore.com. We're selling out of the tooth whitening toothpaste. We've got some of that left. And we also have some of the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste in stock, but it's running out as well. So, all three toothpaste in stock for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host from katedalyradio.com. So happy to be with you. So I'm talking kind of overall about the diminishing of the city, the fight that is the strongest is in your local city and community. Laws, policies, regulations hit your legislators about 20 states at a time. And you need to realize that. Because it's actually a pretty brilliant tactic, right? You can change America by changing the states 20 at a time, 10 at a time. Because what they do is they write these horrific bills, these UCC code things, and they attack at the same time. So nobody really realizes how prevalent it is all through the country. So 20 states will pass something and go, wow, that was similar. Or they're getting rid of all the flags across the country. If you've noticed, it's all cartoon flags now. They've gotten rid of the seals. You can't do anything to a flag, usually in each state. You can't manipulate a flag, make a state flag a pride flag. You can't manipulate the seal, but the seals are all leaving. I don't know if you guys noticed this, but even like Nebraska, it's just a corn on the cob on their flag. I'm not joking. It's bizarre. A five-year-old could draw these things. And so they've diminished the states down to, here's a corn cob. here's a piece of, a lint. We're famous for our lint. You know, it's a bizarre way to do it and designate the states. But what are they doing? They're erasing history. Inside each seal of each flag is a piece of history, actually. And so it's really sad to see that. And I tell you this because these are the things that should be in your mind all the time, not the distractions. Hunter Biden's never going to go down for anything. He'll be eternally sitting there with his father. None of that even matters. This stuff matters, though. You need to get into the local fight in your local community, and you need to petition the stations to have shows that will expose things. You know, city lawmakers are now going on trips several times a year to D.C. Why? Why? Why are states going over and promoting global trade with all these countries? Isn't that our country's job? Not the states. It's really bizarre how much is going on and we don't even see it. And all of the things that are done to you in your local city and community under the name of tourism. Taxation, you never see any benefits from all that tourism. You never see any benefits, but they'll spend a whole lot of money on it to try to get people there. You'll just never see it. You'll just be bombarded by people in your community, but you'll never ever see the benefits of that, actually. There are a lot of things. When I looked at the show on medical kidnapping, it was so sickening that these people never get a voice. They never get a voice. Their families are destroyed by one decision, by one monster who's for 30 years has been going after families and seeing abuse. Kind of like I see dead people, she only sees abuse wherever she goes. That sort of thing. Why? Because there's a lot of money in it. There's a lot of money in it. And it's this system whereby the judge always believes the hospitals. They always believe the social workers and never the families. And the families have to fight and go bankrupt in order to actually have any justice at all. They never really get that justice in the end because they never ever come back and get to win a case. Because when you're in the hospital under a medical kidnapping, you have to sign what's called a case plan in order to end it quickly so you can get out of there, so you can get your child back. And once you do that, you remove the hospital of all liability. The other thing going on that people don't talk about is the multi-billion dollar industry and some very evil practices that have been going on in organ donation. They're in the HIPAA document, and this comes from a friend of mine who's a nurse. She said, in the HIPAA document we all sign, has 14 hidden clauses in there, which you have not consented to be an organ donor, allows them to get information from you. In other words, you sign the document to agree to share your medical information with your other providers that have relevance to anything about your health. But these 14 clauses are carefully, cleverly worded so that includes getting your organs and tissues to extract DNA information. And all these things that lead to this common practice of saying brain death, but the problem is, are people really brain dead and not recoverable? So there's a huge industry there that we need to be very, very aware of. These are the things that affect lives all throughout the country. Your local city, regulations, fines and policies, what you can do on your lawn and what you can't, how much lawn you can have and how much you can't, what appliances you have to have. All of these things are affecting all of us right now. In every single city in America, that's how vital and important it is that you fight on the local, just like that northern Idaho town. 1,000 people now have to show up and say, we don't want more cameras. We don't need more cameras. We really don't need them to begin with. And that is going to be up to the people, because when they stand there in their face and say, you cannot do this, then the odds go up in our favor. May the odds be in your favor. Sounds like Hunger Games, doesn't it? Don't you kind of feel like that's where we're at right now? It is bizarre what's going on in America right now. You know, and in a very short time here, we're all going to be enjoying fireworks and barbecues and songs and all of the luxuries of Independence Day. But what have we done to earn it? What have we done? I feel like we're all going to be asked when we leave this earth, what did you do for your liberty? And I think we'll all be held accountable. And I actually think we'll all have to look back in our lives and examine the moments when you took the piece of silver, right? And screwed everybody's liberty by a decision that you were presented with or a responsibility you were given. And you play that brown shirt, you play that piece of the puzzle, and you say, well, it's only me and it's only this small piece. And I really do need this right now. I need this career. I need this job. I need this. I need that. And you give it away. And you give it away and you say, my future liberty, my future freedom means nothing. Because that's really what you're saying. And I think when we go, we're all going to have to reflect back on the moments like that in our life. Because I'm pretty sure all of us have been presented with moments. And some of the people that wear the brown shirt don't even know they're wearing it. They don't even realize they're wearing it. How crazy is that? That's insane. But these are the fights. These are the things. And you know what? We have to start fighting this medical cabal. We've got to do it. There are so many things right now that are working against us. And as far as that goes, you know, it's interesting. A friend of mine's over in Europe right now, and they didn't notice any pride. No pride stuff anywhere. No pride flags, nothing. In fact, it was just sort of just normal. And my friend was so shocked by this that she messaged me from Europe and said, I cannot believe this. What is going on in our country? Why do we have an entire month with a flag? You guys realize flags were there either maritime to distinguish whose ships were whose, but it was your country symbol and basically a warring symbol really for either in war, you knew, they carried the flags on the horses. They knew who they were fighting. They knew who the people represented. And now it's a flag of sexual preference, sexual identification. How perverse is that? It's sickening. It's grotesque that we've turned it into that. Flags used to mean something. The symbols on them meant something. And what is it now? So all this stuff that's affecting you right now, we have to stop looking at the distractions and start really paying attention to what's happening right now. It was hilarious. I have to mention this. They were calling it, they always come up with a new term. And this time, it is ocean heat wave. They were trying to say that this was climate change. Ocean heat wave. And the comment section under this article was so hilarious because people that were supposedly affected by this ocean heat wave were saying, yeah, it's pretty okay here. Yeah, we're actually getting along. Not even turning on the air conditioner. It was hilarious. And so many people in the comment section saying, this is BS. No, this is not. This is ridiculous. Why are they saying stuff like this? Why are they coming up with stuff like this? It's called summer. And you know what? I sat there and looked at that comment section and I went, okay, there's hope. There is hope that we can get through all of this, that there's enough people that feel the way that you do. There's enough people in this country to get it, that we can fight all this. The entire comment section. When I see an entire comment section go, you know, tell Romney he's a loon, I love it. That's awesome. Good. It needs to happen. Be right back on the
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Welcome back. Back here with you on the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly from katedalyradio.com. So happy to be with you. I know this hour just flew, didn't it? Here we are at the last segment. I have so much to say, too. Look, truth tellers are going to always need your financial support. They're always going to, if we don't support the messages, if we don't support the education in this country as a populace, we're sunk. Freedom of speech goes away, we're sunk. We're completely sunk. I hope people realize that. You must. It's like the one place, if you're going to put money into messages that can reach far and wide, networks, podcasts, all kinds of things that, that can help, right? Because we're combating a centrally owned AP and Reuters mainstream media news network. And it's not a style. AP is not a style. It's a content driver. It tells you how to feel about the stories. Right now, the Titanic submarine is in the news. Oddly enough, Elon Musk hasn't made any comments about this. But I think that's kind of strange to me. But this story is all over the news, all over the news. And it's bringing up a lot of stories about the Titanic, because oddly enough, you've got billionaires in this vessel. And what's strange is we all know the story of Astor, who died, who was the one billionaire holdout, richest man in the world, who did not want central banking in 1913. When they met on Jekyll Island a year later after the Titanic, he was not for that. And all of the rich people got off the boat in the boats, right? Or so we're said, so that's what's said. But he didn't? Seems a little strange, doesn't it?
So the big story was, of course, the Titanic sunk, and it was the deadliest sinking of a single ship at that time, and that 2,224 people died, or passengers on the crew, and 1,500 died. There were competing stories, though, in the news at the time, because I have a newspaper archive. I go back and look at the actual newspaper articles, and they said there were only 1,500 passengers. And then they said they didn't really know how to count. And then the number went up to 2,224, where 1,500 died. So that was kind of strange, I thought. In the very beginning, they said it was 1,500 passengers and 300 crew. And then they went to 2,224, and 600 crew. So that was kind of strange. And also, there was the twin ship Olympic, and they made this twin ship look exactly like it, and both were registered in Liverpool at their home port. We know these stories, right? And you've probably heard the Carpathia took 3 days to reach New York after leaving the scene of the disaster. But that doesn't add up when you saw the article coming out the morning after the Titanic sunk the night before. And all of a sudden, there was this article about the fact that it was being dragged into the harbor. In fact, this was in the Washington Times, and it was a message to the Montreal Star. And, of course, it was held afloat by only her water. This was April 15th of that year, 2012. Held afloat only by the watertight compartments, that great white star Titanic, liner Titanic is slowly crawling toward this harbor. Her passengers have been taken off to other vessels only to face a second ordeal, and they will again be transferred to the Baltic, yada, yada, yada. The Baltic will take them to their journey's end in New York, where they are due next Thursday. And they talked about it as they said this. They said hardly another craft afloat could have withstood this terrific shock when the Titanic, driving along at better than half speed, although in the midst of ice fields, crashed about into the great submerged mountain of ice, which tore away her steel plates. Now, that's kind of an interesting thing when you think about the fact that we're always told it sunk. Who knows? And a lot of people go back and they say, well, that story was created, but they didn't know it was another ship coming in. And okay, the Carpathia took 3 days to come in, so I'm not quite sure how that story would come down. And that was strange, right? But on the 15th, that next morning, this story was printed that ship did not sink. Kind of interesting. But I actually didn't want to concentrate on that. I actually wanted to concentrate on something else, even though that's pretty intriguing. And we do know that J.P. Morgan owned this boat, J.P. Morgan and the big instigator of Jekyll Island. We all know that you get rid of your competition, right? Okay. But then here's the deal on this. I actually wanted to present why, what happened. So if this was nefarious and this went down nefariously, which I do think it did, I think there were some targets on this boat. And we've seen this again with things like 9/11. They don't mind collateral damage. So I'm sure there were a lot of deaths, right? But why? You have to ask yourself, I know, but why? What was to gain out of it? Well, one of the things that came out of this was the International Convention of the Safety of Life at Sea. It was passed in 1914. And this actually kept getting revised, even newly adopted in 1974. It just kept going and going. But the disaster actually led to the formation and international funding of the International Ice Patrol, the agency of the United States Coast Guard that is present day monitors and reports on the location of North Atlantic Ocean icebergs that could pose a threat, right? So I'm sure right now you're going, well, that's good. That's really good. I mean, why not, right? Well, what's really kind of interesting about this is that the Ice Patrol has worked each season since 1913, that pivotal date. And during that period, they said there has not been a single reported loss of life. The problem with that story is that we came over here on boats endlessly, and we did not have loss of life at every single turn as far as hitting icebergs. So the Titanic iceberg, was it used? Was it used for the reason to move in for the International Ice Patrol? And also there were 13 nations, 13 again, that's kind of crazy, interested in this transatlantic navigation program. All of the main players that you could probably imagine that all sign up and meet together, even currently. But what's interesting about this is that it was really also about surveillance.
we were given the role of conducting the surveillance. The ships, the weight of the ships, the regulations for the weight of the ships, what's on the ships, you name it, patrolled by us. Now, maybe you still don't think that's a big deal. I think something's a little shady about the fact that we were using the Titanic and the fallout of the Titanic, the summary of the Titanic, was to create this organization, right? And then the Revenue Cutter Service, that was the forerunner to the United States Coast Guard, assumed all the responsibility for this. And then, of course, the first international conference of the safety of sea at life was convened in London, conveniently. And we were invited to undertake the management of the entire series. So then it became SOLAS, S-O-L-A-S, and that turned into the UN International Maritime Treaty. This organization is a specialized agency of the United Nations responsible for regulating shipping. All of this came from the sinking of the, or not sinking of the Titanic. That's kind of interesting. The IMO, this group, was established following an agreement, UN conference held in Geneva in 1948. And of course, all the member states are involved. And let me give you this. Now, this is all about environmental issues. In fact, the goal at hand from 1973 on, with climate change agenda at hand, was to develop an international agreement for controlling environmental contamination by ships when out at sea. During the next few years, the IMO brought to the forefront the series of measures designed to prevent large ship accidents. That's sort of it's kind of like Planned Parenthood saying their healthcare. That's like the small part of what they do. The bigger part of what they will be doing and controlling are ships at sea, what they have on them, and are they environmentally okay? So wouldn't that also lend to a lot of ships not being able to sail for total control over the entire shipping industry for environmental purposes? We've talked on the show about the fact that climate lockdowns are coming. And that is very true. That's what 15-minute cities are for. They are to control our footprint so that we can only go so far and we have to go get permits to go so far. But think about this in the shipping of things. Think about this, right? What's going on with the shipping? Because we rely on shipping, don't we? You know, I heard Walmart was dropping a lot of their shares recently, and that's kind of an interesting story. Maybe we'll attack that next time, but Walmart dropping their shares and a lot having to do with China and shipping and all kinds of things. So I wonder how many environmental factors now will be the only objective of the IMO. And all of this came about because of the Titanic. There's always some catastrophe, and then they offer up their solution, and they offer up measures. We never needed these measures before. And somehow, all of our relatives got over here. How did that happen? It makes one wonder, doesn't it? And so when we think about the fallout of the Titanic, what happened because of the Titanic, well, that's easy. It's just a whole lot of control from the UN. Again, these are the kinds of things we have to look at. These are the things we need to know about. Because this is what's going to control things. Get local, have a farm, do all of those things. I'm Kate Daly for The Alex Jones Show. You guys have a great day. Think about locally. That's what we need to concentrate.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.